Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Good evening. You are on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. It is Thursday, and we're here for another exciting evening. We will have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us. That is the author of The Healing of the Wound. You know, Stephanie puts us to work, gives us a lot of information. But I want you to wake up out there, become aware, think, and take action. Step into your greatness, get there, and stay there. This is just not about getting up out of the bed. It's about moving those brain cells, pushing that blood through the body, taking care of our youth. This is a youth-driven program. It's for information to the youth. You know, we adults out here are the storytellers. So whatever we can pass on to them, let's make sure we light up those batons and make sure that the youth that we pass the batons to know what you're in to hold. You know, I never start a show without giving appreciation. Appreciation is the key in life to those who woke me up, so that now I'm waking you up and we can wake up the world together. We're going to get rolling here. We're going to have a great show. Sit back and relax. School is back in. You know, put your feet up. Kind of like clear that brain. I know those lines out there have been long. You're purchasing your books. You're trying to get your classes. It is crazy. But that keeps you moving. That wakes up those brain cells. Don't forget about that. Education is the key.
Yeah, and if thing that you need. I give you the love that I believe they need. If ever you yearn for the love in me. When
You know, our youth out there, they ask a lot of questions. They have different attitudes about different things. It's a different time, but we adults here, we have to be able to tell them the story, listen to what they're saying. And I always tell the youth that everything starts with you. You must forge yourself through your own efforts. I urge each and every one of you to create something, start something, and make a success of something. That is the essence of human existence, the challenge of youth. Herein lies a wonderful way of life, always aiming for the future. And no matter what they say or how they say it, I'm always there for them. We must take care of our youth. They are the present.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In the torn up town, no postcode envy.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trash in the hotel room, we don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash, we don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's a run in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me Queen Bee,
and baby I'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy.
My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows
that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care.
We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me Queen Bee,
and baby I'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy.
Oh, oh, oh. We're gonna play up a dream, and I'm in love with being queen.
Crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me Queen Bee,
and baby I'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy.
Oh,
Young adults flying over the rainbow, making rainbows this Sunday at the Omni Youth Music and Actors Award that will be held at LaSha on Cal State Campus at Caroline's Theater. The number to dial for the tickets, 818-754-2447. That is for the Omni Youth Music and Actors Awards. Those young adults start at the age of about 8 to 19, step out, they're in their greatness. They have gone through trials and tribulations, taking care of their missions. And I always talk to all adults, and especially the youth, and tell them there may be times when life seems gloomy and dull, when we feel stuck in some situation or another, when we are negative towards everything. We feel lost and bewildered, not sure of which way to turn. At such times, we must transform our passive mindset and determine, I will proceed along this path. I will pursue my mission today. When we do so, a genuine springtime arrives in our hearts, and flowers start to blossom. And what you're going to see at the Omni Youth Music and Actors Award this Sunday on Cal State campus at Caroline's Theater, you will see flowers that have actually blossomed. Check it out. The number to dial for tickets, 818-754-2447. The Omni is directed under Miss Marlene Dove. This will be the 11th Omni, and she does a wonderful job with all young adults. They're from the industry. You will see singing, dancing, opera. You're going to witness some greatness out there this Sunday. Please check it out.
Oh,
listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann. This is Thursday evening. Wake up, become aware, think, and take action. Step into your greatness. Get there and stay there. You know, we have a segment on the show called Stay in Touch. You dial 323-769-5879. You leave your name and a message for the person that you want to send that positive information to, and we will air it out on the next show. Our Stay in Touch caller was Mrs. Dorsey Dujon of Make Music, L.A. She does a wonderful thing. She has two beautiful sons, Trace and Mark, and she wanted to let them know how proud she is of them and how glad she is that she is their mother. Stay in touch with Waking Up with Linda McShann, 323-769-5879. Stephanie Haynes on the line. She's going to get us going today. Stephanie Haynes, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, good evening to you, and thank you for coming in again and sharing with us. I know you have a crazy busy schedule, so I'm not going to take up time talking. I'm going to let you go. Stephanie Haynes is the author of The Healing of the Wound, A Healing Journey, and she takes us through exercises on a weekly basis. She makes us think. She makes us be aware. She makes us step into our greatness because she always stays in hers. Stephanie, I'm going to leave it to you.
Okay. Well, good evening, listeners. How are you? Today, we're going to talk about the healing of the wound. So I would like to give a little introduction and overview of what the healing of the wound is all about. The goals and the purpose, it's a healing journey. It has adapted for all different types of life. So the Fashion Refit Wellness Program has been a prevention and intervention for many diverse communities. We understand that the disease that have plagued our community. We have researched the needs of each population and their health problems to create this program. We serve individuals such as disadvantaged youth, displaced homemakers, HIV and AIDS, stroke patients, diabetes, arthritis, chronic pain, and fibromyalgia patients. The Healing of the Wound program has been especially designed for women that have been sexually abused by aggressive acts and unnecessary hysterectomies. We hold the individual and the group sections and workshops to integrate practical, spiritual, metaphysical techniques and principles to support individuals who are interested in creating change in their lives. We believe when you heal the mind, the body will follow. We specialize in empowering individuals to create a fulfilling and successful life by supporting them in transforming negative beliefs and replacing them with powerful positive beliefs. Now, this workbook is designed to guide you through an inner healing. Healing of the Wound is developed to bring a deeper understanding of trauma that we experience in our womb. We will be guided with using holistic approach to to transform the disease through exercise, meditation, and eating food as medicine. You will be guided to develop a loving relationship with yourself and loved ones. The womb is the gateway to all human life. When the womb is honored and respected, she becomes a channel of power, creativity, and beauty and joy reigns on earth. Unheard, unanswered, or denied, the womb becomes a vessel of disease. The collective state of a woman's womb reflects the conditions of the world. This workbook contains 25 exercises and affirmations to guide you towards inner healing. The benefit you will gain will help you create a balance in your life and develop a loving relationship with yourself and others. So, we're going to talk about tonight how stress relates to our womb. It can be caused by several elements. We as women have a lot of responsibility when it comes to raising a family. We need a support system to have a harmonious family structure. When the mother of the family becomes overworked, it creates stress within the family unit. Repetitive, unsatisfying work or not enough work can lead to boredom and affect self-esteem. It can be the result of too many demanding being made all at the same time. For example, mothers of young children without support of a mate may create stress because she has to make sure all the bills are paid, the children, taking the children to school, sporting events, or dance classes, and be responsible for all other family events. Her work begins early in the morning and doesn't end until late at night. So, when does she have me time? If you have a support system, you can ask your partner or family members to help by allowing you some personal space. When you have stress at work, it can be the result of too much pressure or an insensitive boss or coworker. Inner peace within yourself and your environment will reflect the same. You have the power to change the things in your environment with your intention and attitude. The best way to deal with someone who needs an attitude adjustment is not to give that person your energy. Remember, misery loves company. Be careful whom you give your energy to. They can zap your life force. Keep yourself in the company of people that will praise you when you make an accomplishment and tell you when you are headed in the wrong direction. We all have our own life journey. Choosing the right path is the key to our success. You know, Gandhi say, be the change you wish to see. Now, we carry trauma in the womb. Now, many women have experienced trauma and struggles with family, friends, and in sexual relationships. For example, being a parent can be difficult if you have not healed the trauma from childhood. When you experience trauma from childhood, it makes it difficult to develop a healthy relationship with yourself or others. You become the victim, blaming others for your unhappiness, which make your life, this means having your inner self, thoughts, feelings, beliefs, connected to and consistent with your outer self, behavior, and relationship. Taking full responsibility of the situation allows you to take back your power. Then you can live in your authentic self as opposed to your false self. Living in your authentic self allows you to look within for support and provide the power to express your needs in an assertive manner. Living in your false self causes you to look outside of yourself for support. It permits you to give your power away, and others may take advantage of you. Another part of our false self is our behavior. Some women become numb, isolated, and asexual. For other women, their behavior is at the opposite end of the spectrum. They may become agitated, loud, and often hypersexual. The major part of the healing process is becoming congruent, having your inner self thoughts, feelings, beliefs connected to and consistent with your outer self behavior and relationship. For example, does your face, outer self, reflect how you are feeling your inner self? All right, so we're going to go over to the next page, and there are 25 exercises which will guide you to a balanced and healthy womb. So my quote is, when you take full responsibility, healings begin. All right. So at this time, I want you to gather. You can get some, a piece of, but also find a little quiet place if you can, so we can do some exercises, I mean some physical exercises. Okay? So Queen of Four, she says, the womb is the gateway to all human life. When the womb is honored and respected, she becomes a channel of power, creativity, and beauty, and joy reigns on the earth. When her voice goes unheard, unanswered, or denied, the womb becomes a vessel of disease. The collective state of a woman's womb reflects the conditions of the world. Many women suffer from tumors, cysts, and heavy bleeding. When so many women experience sexual aggressive acts and unnecessary hysterectomy, then disharmony covers the earth. The conditions of a woman's womb also directly reflects the conditions of the woman's mind, spirit, and action. The womb is a storehouse of all of our emotions, unnatural living, and unhealthy lifestyles, negative womb power, and this is turn support, the conflicts of human against the planet, human against human, and a woman against the womb. In addition, condition of all of her relationships. When a woman's womb is in a healthy state, her life is in a healthy state. Her life is a reflection of that balance. The love and care that a woman gives to her womb reflects her true level of emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental health. Unfortunately, too many women in today's world experience some form of womb degeneration that results in disease. As we heal and transform our womb, we will change our destiny and the destiny of our planet. Women should take back control, fill our womb with our lives, for the womb is the birthplace of all our creative abilities. As we transform from wounded woman to a sacred woman, we will evolve from a frightened, withdrawn state to a courageous one. We will move from confusion to serenity, from mistrust to trust, from spite to compassion and love, from weakness to empowerment, from being unconscious women to a wise woman. We will move from a disturbed mind to a divine one, from restlessness to contentment, from boredom to creativity, from suppressed woman to an expressive one, rise from deflated to inspired woman, from depressed woman to a joyful one, from disease-infested to a disease-free one, from dishonest to honest one, from a follower to a leader, from a pessimist to an optimist, like a lotus in the sun, we will blossom into the radiant, sacred woman. So, before we begin, we're going to go into a meditation, and it's called the Healing of the Womb Meditation. So I hope you found that quiet place somewhere, and you can lay flat on your back, or you can sit in the easy pose, and they call that in the Indian style. Okay, and you can just lay back and just try to let go of all the thoughts of today. Slowly, closing your eyes. And what I want you to do now is bring the palms of your hands together. And we're going to charge some healing energy into those hands by rubbing them hands briskly as fast as you can. Put it heat into the hands. And now I want you to take your hands and place them over your womb area. Now, you're calm and very still. Breathe in and out through the womb. And we're going to do this about 10 times. Just inhale and exhale out slowly through the nose. Visualizing that your womb is relaxed and at a peace as you breathe deeply. Inhale, expanding your abdomen and the chest with air. Slowly exhale, contracting your abdomen and releasing your chest. Visualize emotional and physical toxins departing from your womb. And take a deep breath in and exhale out slowly through the nose. Once again, take a deep breath in and exhale out slowly through the nose. Now, imagine that you are at a lake, watching the ebb and flow of the ocean. Feel the air around you as you breathe in and out. Feeling how your breath gives you life. Let the sound of the waves dissolve your thoughts from your mind. It is okay if thoughts continue to rise. Just let them come and go. Now, notice if you feel tension anywhere in your body. You may want to take a deep breath and send fresh air to those tense places. Now, focus on your breath and relax. Imagine that you are still sitting at the lake, and in front of you is a muddy swamp that resembles the surface of a small lake. And out of the swamp arise many beautiful lotus flowers. Now, choose one of those lotus flowers. Focus your attention on that flower. Bringing your attention very close. The flower is bright purple with a dash of pink. And it has many long, wide, silky petals that extend outward, as if embracing the sky. Hidden inside the flower is so silky that it brightens the air around it as if it is glowing. Now, embrace the lotus and allow yourself to connect with the flower from the center of your heart. Now, with compassion for yourself, if you've caused some of the confusion and pain that you felt when you were abused, You do not need to remember everything, just some of the feelings. If the feelings become too strong, you can always allow the glow of the lotus flower to soothe your heart. Imagine that all of your feelings are a part of the muddiness of the swamp from which the lotus flower grows. You have survived a very difficult experience. You have risen from the swamp like the lotus flower. Now, bring your attention to your heart. Imagine there is a lotus flower blooming in the very center of your heart. Allow the glow of the lotus to fill your body. Now, bring your attention to your heart. There is a lotus flower blooming in the very center of your heart. Allow the glow of the lotus to fill your body. Now, imagine the glow of the lotus is extending to you when you are suffering from some type of abuse or trauma. The glow brings you comfort, wisdom, and hope. This is the glow power, sacred woman or man. Now, become aware of your breathing and posture. Bring the palms of your hands together and the soles of your feet together. And you're going to rub healing energy into them, warming up the body. Now place your hands over your eyes and open up your eyes slowly. And place your hands, for those who are laying down, you can place your hands on your right side and you can push yourself up into easy pose. Deep breath in as you raise your hands up over your head and exhale out. And wrap your hands around you and repeat after me. I will speak peace, love, and prosperity to everyone I meet. So, I want you to take this moment out and take your pen and paper out and just write down how you felt during the meditation. What came up for you? Trauma that you felt. Okay, so we're going to go with the first exercise. And this exercise is the rebalancing and purification exercises for the womb. As you begin the exercises, freely have a dialogue with your womb. Listen carefully when your womb is in pain. So now I want you to sit down or lay down. More likely lay down because I want you to bring the soles of your feet together. Okay? And then I want you to place your hands over your womb. As you breathe in through her several times and allow the spirit to speak to you. Your womb is trying to get your attention as you listen and relax into the movement as the voice of your inner womb speak to you. Now, this particular exercise, it unblocks the tightness and the stress within your pelvic area. So as you inhale, you're going to bring your knees close and closest to the floor as you exhale. So take a deep breath in and push down and exhale out slowly to the nose. Once again, take a deep breath in, exhale out. Great. Now, the affirmation, you can write this down. Like a lotus flower, I am opening up my womb to the divine within me to make me healthy and whole. So we're going to go next to exercise number two, which is the advanced rebirth womb leg stretch. And what you're going to do is just stay laying on your back, but you're going to bring your knees up, and then you take your hands and grab the balls of your feet. Okay? And then once you grasp the bottom of your feet, as you stretch your legs up, simultaneously you're going to press your thighs as you breathe in deeply and on the inhalation and out on the exhalation. Okay, so take a deep breath in and exhale out. Take a deep breath in, pressing, pressing, pressing down, trying to bring those knees down on the side of you, and exhale out. Once again, take a deep breath in and push, 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 push down, and exhale out. Now, the benefit of this particular exercise is releasing tension out of the hips, thighs, and pelvis, which allow oxygen to flow throughout the body. Now, the affirmation is I am totally at one with my womb. All right, so we're going to move on to number three. Number three is the lotus. It's the leg in stride. Now, while laying on flat on your back with your palms facing up, inhale as you rise your legs to the ceiling. And exhale and spread your legs apart. At this time, resisting the urge to tighten, do the opposite and relax. So you're going to breathe deeply and recite your affirmation. And as the affirmation is, I release and let go of all the tension and stress within my womb. So as you say that, you're bringing your legs up, pushing your heels to the ceiling, then you open your legs out slowly. As you repeat, I release and let go of all the tension and stress within my womb. Okay, now we're going to move to exercise number four. So you see a line flat on your back. Now feel yourself becoming one in spirit with Mother Earth within and around you. Raise your knees and press them into your chest to pump fresh blood throughout your thighs and womb area. Your arms and shoulders are relaxed, hands palms down on the floor. Now, the benefit for this exercise is relax and stretch hips, thighs, and abdomen and help to awaken the colon in order to release toxin gas. Now, the affirmation is my great hips are sacred mountains, full and healthy enough to house my sacred womb. So you're going to bring your knees to your chest. And as you bring your knees to your chest, you're going to take a deep breath in and exhale out and push, 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 push your knees in further. Once again, take a deep breath in and push, 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 and exhale out. All right, great job. Now we're going to go to exercise number five, the inner reflection and sister free shoulder stand. Now, for anybody who has any lower back problems or shoulder problems, you might just want to listen to this. And when you get better, or you can go grab a towel or something, or a blanket, something that you can just put on the your mid-back. And what you're going to do, you're going to take the palms of your hands. You're going to lift your buttocks up a little bit in your knees or into your chin. You're making sure your shoulders are flush to the mat or to the whatever you're laying on. And your head is down. And what you're going to do, you're going to take a deep breath in and exhale out and just push yourself up into pre-shoulder stand. And now the benefit for this particular exercise is flush toxins from your lower extremities. The room experience release from stress and waste. Stress tension out of your spine, hips, and neck area. So your affirmation for this particular exercise is, I view my world more clearly now, for my mind and my womb are refreshed and renewed. Number six is a great womb purge. It's the shoulder stand. So what you're going to do now, you're going to go up into a full shoulder stand, all the way up. Now you're on your shoulders, and you're supporting your body weight on your shoulders with your elbows, your hands are against your back. You're tucking your chest and your chin and into your chest. Slowly rise your legs up straight up and towards the ceiling or the sky. And you are now completely inverted. The benefits for this exercise: all inverted movement creates a grand cleaning and flushing of the entire system. It increases blood circulation. This intense movement aids in creating and maintaining a healthy womb. Affirmation: I view my world more clearly now, for my mind and my womb are refreshed and renewed. All right, now gently bring your buttocks down slowly, bending your knees, coming out of the pose, and all right, now we're going to go into bridge over troubled water. Now this is the pelvic stretch. To release tension and stress, lay flat on your back, bend your knees with both feet on the floor, and press your chin into your throat to lengthen your spine. Then very slowly, to a count of four, lift your pelvic up, hold for a few minutes, and then slowly lower. You're going to repeat this five times. As you lift your pelvic, keep your arms at your sides, your palms flat on the floor. Lift your pelvic, bend your back. Now, stretch up as much as you can, resting your weight on your shoulders. While your hips are lifted, squeeze your hip and pelvic muscle, internal and external, as tightly as possible, then release. Now we're going to repeat this four times. So lift up, up, and hold, and squeeze, 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 and relax. Take it up again. Take it up, 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 up. Squeeze, and release. One more time. Take it up. Up, 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 squeeze, 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 and up, and relax. All right, now gently come down, and you bring your legs up, straight out, and then you're going to come and sit in easy pose. Now, the benefit for this position is to release tension and stress in the hip, thighs, and pelvic area. Affirmation: I squeeze out all hurt and negativity from my sacred womb. Now, the benefit for the next position, I want everybody to come in, sit into easy pose, and that's or Indian style. And what you're going to do, you're going to bring the soles of your feet together. And this is called the off-womb pelvic stretch. It's almost like your meditation position. But you're going to bring the soles of your feet together. And the benefit is open up the pelvic region, is lubricate the womb as it keeps it supplied. Now, women, for those who are over 50 and going through menopause, and you know, sometimes we get dry in the womb area, this is a good exercise to do to bring, you know, lubrication down there. Now, this affirmation, as I open up my womb and myself to all the goodness in the universe. So you're sitting up with your back straight, your shoulders down, your neck long, your chest lifted, your soles or your feet are together. Your thighs are open, your elbows is resting on your inner thighs. Now what I want you to do now is place your elbows in the crease of your thighs. Now you're going to inhale and draw the knees up slightly, then exhale and gently press your knees down. Once again, take a deep breath in, bring those knees up, exhale, gently pressing it down, and you're using your elbows to do this. Do this until your legs are completely open and relaxed. And then you're going to rock slowly from side to side, hip bone to hip bone, releasing all of that tension out of the hip area. All right. So I hope you guys will relax now. So, Ms. Linda, how much time do I have?
Well, you know, I'm still on this lake glowing like the lotus flower, Stephanie, and you know, you can continue to go and take it where you want to take it, and whatever we leave off on, we'll pick it up next week. It's on you. Just keep going. I'm sitting up here at the side of this lake and making sure I don't breathe in and out too heavily to disturb the listeners, but this is something great. So how far do you want to go with this?
Oh, okay. So I can finish off the 25 exercises, and then we'll be ready to go into forgiveness next week.
Well, you know what? Let's. I think we should take it there, and I just want to tell the listeners again, they're listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann, and we have author of The Healing of the Womb, Ms. Stephanie Haynes, with us. Stephanie, we just completed that altar. Take it. What's so beautiful about this for the listeners who don't have a manual that comes with your book. The pictures, the illustrations are here so that you can see that you are in the right positions. And before we take it further, I'd like to ask you a question. We're at number 8. You stressed the fact of the beautiful color of the lotus flower. As we were sitting at the lake, you said, you know, the muddy pond. A lot of people know that of lotus flowers, but they don't understand the simultaneously process of the lotus flower. Before we take it further, could you explain that lotus flower to us?
Yes, right. That's the only flower that grows in a swamp and bloom
okay.
and seed at the same time simultaneously.
Okay. And from what I know about the lotus flower, it cannot bloom in clear water. It has to live in a muddy pond. And as we go through that simultaneously change of it's like cause and effect together, to make these clearances, it blooms and it seeds at the same time. So it represents cause and effect. So that's why when you mentioned the lotus flower, I was able to actually get in tune, because everything that you've taken us through these 8 exercises up until now has been like creating clearing up the cause, making for a good effect. And my last question to you before we continue to go, now I know they go in succession here. Does it matter which position that you go into, or can you just say, well, you know, I need some lubrication here, or my pelvic is tight? Can you just find like the bridge over troubled water and go right into that, or should you go from one to that point, because it loosens up the body and it gets you prepared? So should you go jump to number 7, or should you start with number 1 first?
Well, you know, it's always good to start in order, but after you go through all 25, and sometimes you might feel that, okay, I need to go back and I feel kind of stressed here, you know, in my pelvic area, or I need to go here in my shoulder, you know, it's up to you. It's where you are, what you need.
Okay, because I'm looking at some of these illustrations, and, you know, yoga is very good, and some of them, I look at the pictures, and I'm going through not all of them with you, because I don't want to be doing that heavily breathing in the listener's ear, but some of these positions, you know, I kind of like want to bypass for right now until, you know, take a shortcut. And that's why I was asking that question. Is it good to take a shortcut, or is it just suggested that you just go, like you say, in order till you build up to that point and get each position and each meaning down, along with the affirmations that go with these, and then you can jump around? That's what I really want to know, because there's a few here I want to, you know, pass over, but I'm going to go in succession. I'm going to stay in order, and once we're off the air, I'm going to go through these exercises once again and see what happens to my evening, and I know it's going to make for a better tomorrow. So we stopped at 8, but I want you to keep going. I just needed to ask those questions.
Okay.
We stopped at the offer, so carry us on through.
All right, so we're at number 9, the mountain, the womb prep. So, listeners, I want you to sit on your knee. Then I want you to push your hips up forward, off your back, and reach back and hold on to your ankles as you open up your thighs. The pelvic, the chest, and the neck are now completely open. Allow your head to arch all the way back. Relax as you slowly breathe in and out. Now, the benefits allow for a wonderful and complete body stretch. The affirmation for this: I lift up my light unto the universe, and the womb of my mind and my heart are restored. Number 10, this is the pelvic press. Now you're going to come up and bring your hands in front of you. You're going to put your face down on the floor. Then you're going to press up with your hands, lock your elbows straight, and keep your back flat. Press your pelvis forward, bend your knees, open up your thighs, and put your feet side by side. That means putting your soul to soul together. Once in place, you're going to perform a push-up, bending and straightening your arms several times. Strengthen your elbows and push your hips forward and backwards to contract and release hip. Finally, slowly rotate your hips in a circular direction, clockwise, and then counterclockwise. Now, the benefit for this exercise is strengthen the arms, firm hip, thighs, and pelvis, release tension in thick thickness, tightness that held in your pelvic area. The affirmation for that, I press all congestion and heaviness out of my beautiful womb. I press all congestion and heaviness out of my beautiful womb. Number 11, the offering. Turn your head to the side. You're going to bend your knees, bringing the soles of your feet tightly together. Now you're going to open and relax your pelvis into the floor. You can breathe slowly. With each inhalation, lower the legs and feet downward to the floor as you relax your pelvic area and deeper and deeper. Now, the benefit of this exercise is to open up the womb gently without strain. The affirmation, I submit my womb to the Creator and to the Great Mother Earth, for I respect good health as my inheritance. Now, number 12 is the cobra. You're going to lay flat on your stomach and spread your legs as far apart as possible, placing the palms flat on the floor in front of you, right next to your shoulders. And slowly press up using your hands to support your upper body. Now arch your back and head backward. As you inhale, exhale as you slowly lower yourself back to the floor, bringing your abdomen down first, then your rib cage, chest, and shoulder, and finally your head. And you can repeat this 4 to 7 times. And the benefit for this exercise is to stretch out your back and pelvic. Stretching your arms and allow your lungs to circulate air fully throughout the body. Affirmation. I honor the dance of the womb throughout the universe, the lady of the fertile land, protector of the harvest and fertility, and nurturer of children. I release all the core energy of worry, stress, and woe from my womb. I replace all stagnant energy with freedom, joy, and gladness. Moving on to number 13, called the birth, the split. So what you're going to do now, you're going to bend over, open up your legs as wide as possible. Feel yourself stretching out your inner thighs. You're going to lean forward with your palms flat on the floor, with your back flat and long neck. Push down with your arms up still, keeping stretching open as you bend your arms to bring your chest closer and closer to the floor. Now, the benefit for this exercise is unblock hips, pelvic, and thighs. Excellent preparation for natural childbirth. Affirmation, I salute the divinity of my sacred womb. Number 14, release and let go. This is the forward bend. So as you bring your legs together from the split, now you're going to slowly and gently bend from the waist, stretching the upper body down towards the floor, towards your toes, tuck your chin in and allow your body to hang and rest over the balls of your feet. Now, the benefit of this exercise is to stretch out the spine to prevent lower back pain and release stress and gas out of the womb, bladder, and colon. The affirmation, I offer my omniverse womb to the womb of the earth to be renewed and revitalized. Number 15, the seat of Mother Earth, called the squat. From a standing position, separate your feet, then slowly squat down towards the floor. Hips are relaxed, and both feet are flat on the floor. Now, beginners, palms are together with elbows bent, placed on the inside of the inner thighs. Inhale slowly, then exhale slowly, pressing thighs open with your elbows. Inhale, release thighs. Exhale, open thighs. You're going to repeat this 4 to 7 times. Now, for my advanced people out there, you're going to place your fingertips on the neck of your neck, chin into your chest. Place your arms inside your thighs and move your elbow towards the floor as you arch your back completely. Now, the benefit of this exercise may help to realign the pelvis. If tilt, essentially the squat lengthens the spine, which releases tension in the lower back and pelvis. The squat is especially helpful womb stress from wearing high heel shoes. It's also excellent for relieving headaches. This movement is excellent for easy childbirth. Squatting is also vital for the proper elimination. In this position, twice the amount of fecal matter will pass from the colon. Affirmation, I open to the womb universe to restore my cosmic womb. Number 16. This is the cat and cow. It's the final and hip contraction. So what you're going to do, you're going to get on your hands and knees. And the benefit of this exercise is to strengthen the hip, womb, the abdomen, the back relations around the breast area. Affirmation, I move as freely as the wave of the ocean as I rotate and clean my womb and strengthen my breast. So you're going to rest on your hands and knees like a cat. You're going to arch your back upwards as you drop your head down and tuck your hip under, allowing your back to curve downward as you lift up your head up, back, and release your hip upward. Exhale on the ouch, inhale on the release. And you can repeat this 4 to 8 times. Moving on to number 18, which is called the moon, the spinal twist. Now you're going to sit on the floor with your leg crossed, paleo fashion. Then you're taking one, placing your right over your left knee and your left hand behind you. Your head is turned towards the right side as you look over your right shoulder and twist your upper body towards your left. Hold this position for 1 to 2 minutes as you breathe deeply. Repeat the exercise on the opposite side. Now for the advanced, some movements as beginners, however, bend left and cross the right leg over the left reverse. So the benefit for this exercise is open the spinal energy for deeper emotional relaxation and peace. Also relax the body by restoring peace and healthiness within the womb. Affirmation, my womb, my spine, and my soul are uplifted as I twist out all doubt and negativity. All right, we're going to move on to number 19. Number 19 is the sun salutation. It's the standing squat. Now, the benefit for this particular exercise is strengthening and stretching the legs, hip, and womb. Affirmation, I affirm that power and radiance flow easily from my womb and throughout my body. Stand up straight with the feet wide apart. Move into a standing squat by going into a deep bend. Rest your hands on your inner thighs or above your shoulders in a pose of praise to the universe. With feet flat on the floor, push the pelvis forward, then to the right, back, left, then forward again, and then left, back, right, and forward. So you're taking your hips and you're moving to the right, the back, the left, and forward. Right, back, left, and forward. And you inhale it, exhale, exhale as you move. You can do this for 4 to 7 times. So the next time you do it, you're going to lift your heels and do the same exercise on both sides. Okay? So you're going to reverse it, then go left, back, right, and front. Okay? So that was number 19. Number 20, this is rejoice with appreciation. Now, this one is the time you can put your dance music on and just dance freely to the music. You can bend your knees, inhale, and contract your arms, your ribs, your abdomen, sinking your chin into your chest, reversing by releasing and arching the back as you exhale, swinging the arms up and backwards, swinging them forward and backwards as you repeat the contraction and releasing movement. You're keeping the rhythm to the drums as you contract and release your breath, hip, and your womb. Now, the benefit of this, the dance as your native dance of various other cultures, increasing the circulation, which cleans and purifies the blood into the arms, the breast, the back, stomach, and the womb. So dance, beautiful women. Dance, beautiful men. So the affirmation is, I unite with my spirit of the universe to heal my womb and set me free. I dance in the rhythm of divinity. Number 21. We're almost there, ladies and gentlemen. Three in the spirit, 360 degrees of hip rotation. So now you're standing up, spread your legs apart, and bend your knees. Place your hands on your hips and sway your hips from right to left, then forward and back. Then swing your hips all the way around in a 360 degrees to the right, then to the left. Now, the benefit of this exercise is to tighten the womb, hips, and thighs as it increases circulation. The affirmation is, as I dance, I rotate all pollution out of my womb as she travels the four directions in the orbit of the armament universe. Now, number 22 is the volcano erupt. This is the pelvic vibration. You're going to shake those hips as you move your body from side to side. Lean forward as you lift your feet, right, left, right, left. As your hip relax and the vibrate of the rhythm of drums or other music you may enjoy. So the benefit of this exercise is to break down and release dead cells, increase circulation, purify your body while feeding your spirit. Affirmation and rejoicing, I shake every part. I'm going to say that again. In rejoicing, I shake present, negative condition, and circumstances out of my womb, my sacred net. I'm going to say that again. In rejoicing, I shake every past and present negative condition and circumstances out of my womb, my sacred net. Number 23, the Pyramid Mountain Pose. So what you're going to do, you're going to lay down on the floor or on your mat, and then you're going to put your hands onto your side, and then you're going to hold your legs up at a 45-degree angle to allow your internal ocean to wash your womb clean. Or you can lay down on a slanted board with your leg up at a 45-degree angle. Now hold this position for 3 to 10 minutes. While you have your legs up, do vaginal squeezes to tighten all muscles in the vaginal area. And hold for 10 counts. Release and rest. Now, the benefit for this exercise is to relax the body as the inner water of the body flushes the toxins out of the legs, hips, and especially the sacred womb. Affirmation, I seek healing from the earth, seed of my womb. The earth replenish me. Number 24. Rebirth and Pose, the womb meditation for restoration of peace in the womb. This is a repeat of number one. So what you're going to do, you're going to lay flat on your back and draw your knees upward towards your hips. You're going to place the soles of your feet together and open up your thighs. You can relax your back deep into the floor as your knees drop closer to the floor. Place the palms gently and lovely over your womb. Be sure to keep your elbows down as you tune in to your breath. Begin your womb meditation. So we're going to go back into meditation. So this time, I want you to choose something else, trauma that you've been through. And we're going to clear that trauma in this meditation. So take a deep breath in and exhale out slowly through the nose, closing your eyes and focusing on your breathing. Now I want you to charge your hands by briskly putting them together, rubbing healing energy into them until they're full of healing. Then place your hands over your sacred womb. Now you are calm and very still. Breathe in and out through your womb. Now visualize that your womb is relaxed and at peace. As you breathe deeply, inhale, expanding your abdomen and chest with air. Slowly exhale, contracting your abdomen and releasing your chest. visualizing emotional and physical toxins departing from your womb. Now, imagine that you are at peace at the lake, watching the ebb and the flow of the ocean. Feel the air around you as you breathe in and out, feeling how your breath gives you life, sound of the waves dissolve your thoughts from your mind. It is okay if thoughts continue to rise. Just let them come and go. Now, notice if you feel tension anywhere in your body, you may want to take a deep breath and send that fresh air to those tense places. Now, focus on your breath and relax. Imagine that you are still sitting at the lake, and in front of you is a muddy swamp that resembles the surface of a small lake. Out of that swamp arise many beautiful lotus flowers. Choose one of the lotus flowers and focus your attention on that flower. Bringing your attention very close, the flower is bright purple with a dash of pink, and it has many long, wide, silky petals that extend outward as if embracing the sky. Hidden inside the flower is a case full of seeds. The flower is so silky around it as if it is glowing. Embrace the lotus and allow yourself to connect with the flower from the center of your heart. Now, with compassion for yourself, if you feel able, recall some of the confusion that you felt when you were abused. Now, choose another trauma that you had went through. Now, embrace the lotus and allow you to connect with the flower from the center of your heart. Now, you do not need to embrace or remember everything, just some of the feelings. If the feeling becomes too strong, you can always allow the glow of the lotus flower to soothe your heart. Now imagine that all of your feelings are a part of the muddiness of the swamp from which the lotus flower grows. You have survived a very difficult experience. You have risen from the swamp like the lotus flower. Now bring your attention to your heart. Now imagine there is a lotus flower blooming in the very center of your heart. Allow the glow of the lotus to fill your body. Now imagine the glow of the lotus is extending to you when you are suffering from some type of abuse or trauma. The glow brings you comfort, wisdom, and hope. This is the glow of an empowered sacred woman or man. Now, become aware of your breathing and posture. Bring the palms of your hands together, the soles of your feet together, rubbing healing energy into them. Place your hands over your eyes. Slowly open up your eyes. Now place your hand onto your right side and push yourself up back into easy pose. Now you can take a deep breath in as you raise your hands up over your head, grabbing all of that good positive energy exhaling out all the toxins, bring your hands down, and now you're going to give yourself a big hug and repeat after me. Love and prosperity to everyone I meet, and go in peace. Thank you so much, Miss Linda.
Bethany, I am over here still at the lake listening to the sounds, and I want to be honest with you. When we started moving into that number 18, it got better. But my favorite one was the sun salute. But what I'd like to share with the listeners and also ask you, I know that you do retreats and workshops over. We should talk about a weekend retreat so that we just don't hear this in our ears and our mind, that we're all together in one big room clearing and healing and bringing in our power. What do you feel about that? That's something that I'm definitely interested in. I appreciate you so much spending time today taking us through these exercises, explaining. It's like, you know, like I said, I like to take shortcuts. I go into different classes, but it makes it better for if you're going into any type of wellness class, and that's what you're all about, doing any type of wellness exercises. And this is basically working for the healing of the womb, which carries everything, which we get clearance and completion. Now, I like the attitude of glowing, the glow of that lotus. And, you know, my determination is to blind the world. So I'm going to have to keep walking in that lotus field and putting that glow out there. And with stuff like this, the listeners out there listening, this is very, very helpful, good information. This is in the healing of the wound, a healing journey. It's the healing of the wound workbook. And like myself, this was great, but I'm going to, and as soon as the show is over, go back through each and every one of these exercises and do this on a daily basis, take out the time until I get them embedded into my life so that I can continue to glow, have that lotus out there glowing and blinding the world. So next week when we come on, we'll be going into the next phase, and that would be, is that forgiveness that we will be moving into?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this is so great for me because, you know, school has started, and it's a lot of stress going out there, a lot of mothers, a lot of parents out there that are returning back to school, mature adults, young adults also, and it's a very stressful time. So this is coming right at the right time of getting out. So I'm going to be out on the campuses promoting this, talking with some of the departments to see if the healing of the wound, and if we can do some type of retreat, you know, starting somewhere with the students there so that they can get on through this school semester, because each semester gets a little bit tougher and tougher. You know, books are changing, requirements are changing, and there's more people in school. You cannot find a parking space. You cannot find a seat in class. It's happening out there. So I would like to speak with you about getting together to do this, which way we can go with this and take this in, and I'll be able to really assist you well, because I can assure you that I will not be taking any shortcuts now that you've told me I must go in order, because if it was up to me, I would go from 1 to 18. But I know that that's not giving me the benefit that I need for the completion and the cleansing of that. So again, we here at Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan appreciate you so much. This is a very, very heavy weekend for events that are going on. It's like crazy. The weather is crazy, and we just all must shine and be the lotus flowers out there moving from our heart. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to tell you to have a wonderful evening. I will be speaking with you possibly tomorrow. And keep that in mind, that we must take this on to the campuses, because there's different wellness classes there. There's a whole a department set up, but the way that you explain it and take us through and the affirmations that are listed here are the things that really, really keep you going. And this one favorite one after the cobra, it says, I honor the dance of the womb throughout the universe, the lady of my fertile land, protector of harvest and fertility, and nourisher of children. I release all the called energies of worry, stress, and woe from my womb. I replace all stagnant energy with freedom, joy, and gladness. That is my favorite. So I'm putting a big X and a check and a big heart around that, because that's something that I would like to talk with you more about. And again, we here at Waking Up with Linda McShann have had a wonderful, wonderful session with you this week. And I know next week is going to even be better. So can you tell the listeners how they can contact you and get this wonderful book with workbook? Can you give us that information, please?
Yes, you can visit my website at www.fashionablyfit.net, or you can email me at fashionably, it's fashionablyfit22@gmail.com, or call me at 323-605-2706.
Stephanie Haynes, I will be speaking with you. We here love you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing with us and keeping us on the right track as far as our healthiness and health and keeping us in our greatness. We appreciate you so much, and we will say goodnight, and I will be speaking with you tomorrow.
All right, thank you so kindly, and thank you for having me on.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
You too now. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. We were on the air with Miss Stephanie Haynes that took us through her complete workbook of exercises from 1 to 25, and this is for the healing of the wound, and there is a workbook that comes in. She takes us through these exercises with the benefits of it and the affirmations that keep you going. It is something you want to check out. It is something that we need in our lives to keep us healthy. It's for life. It's for clearing toxins. It's creating and the health and the greatness that we have. It cures a disease, because when we have stress, we carry all of that in our womb as women. And since we are Mother Earth and we are the ones, we need to do, we get to do whatever we have to do in order to keep it going. So we will have Stephanie Haynes coming on next Thursday. With relationships, she will take us through more exercises. It's very interesting. Please listen in. And this Sunday, again, will be the Omni Youth Music and Actors Award at LaSha. In order to get tickets, dial 818-754-2447. We will not be airing this Sunday. We will bring you information. The youth will be calling, and Waking Up with Linda McShann always moves with the youth. Please, if you have an opportunity to come and witness this beauty, again, Omni Youth Music and Actors Award, September 7th. To get tickets, dial 818-754-2447. We're going to go a little further here. I'll come back in. We love you. Thank you for listening in. And let's have a little music. wake up, become aware, think and take action, step into your greatness, get there and stay there. That is what Waking Up with Linda McShann is all about. We're here. This is a youth information empowerment station. It is set up and designed for the youth, but it's designed for everybody because, you know, we are all young at heart out here, and you are only what you think you are. And as Stephanie Haynes shared with us tonight, the author of The Healing of the Wound, take care of that stress, relieve that stress, make sure that you can step into your greatness and say this.
She's just a girl and she's on fire.
Did you know that life is giving love a guarantee to last?